From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The parliamentary election in Greece has resulted in a split where no party looks able to form a government. And in France, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports François Hollande, who campaigned for less austerity, has defeated incumbent President Nicolas Sarkozy.
There were hundreds of thousands of people filling Paris's Place de la Bastille. Alex Gadret and Marie Chabert say they are happy to see Sarkozy go.
He managed to put French people all against each other. He had a so shocking discourse about a migration and so on. So this is not France. I don't think so.
We need a new France now.
57-year-old François Hollande is only the second socialist president since the end of World War II. François Mitterrand was the first. Hollande says he will jumpstart the French economy through public spending, but he has also committed to balancing the budget. He'll do that partly by raising taxes on the rich. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett says one problem facing the European Union's 17 countries as they grapple with financial imbalances is that they don't have similar monetary policies.
If you're going to have a common monetary unit, you have to have somewhat common fiscal policies as you go along, and it's difficult.
Buffett says the U.S. is in a different and better situation from Europe, partly, as he puts it, because the U.S. has addressed its banking problems more decisively. He was speaking from an Iowa diner on CNBC's Squawk Box. Al-Qaeda has released its first video of American hostage Warren Weinstein since his abduction last August from the Pakistani city of Lahore. That's according to the site Intelligence Group, which monitors jihadist web forums. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that the video reportedly released by Al-Qaeda's propaganda wing is titled A Message from the Prisoner Warren Weinstein to His President.
There is no indication when the video was made, and its authenticity cannot be independently verified. But a man appearing to be Warren Weinstein, dressed in traditional Pakistani clothing, is seen pleading with President Obama to meet the demands of his Al-Qaeda captors before they kill him. The 70-year-old hostage also assures his wife in the brief video that he is fine. Weinstein was abducted in the final days as country director for a Virginia-based firm that advises Pakistani businesses and government projects on development aid. In a posting in December, Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri stated that Weinstein was neck deep in American aid and that he would be released if a series of demands were met, including the freeing of prisoners at Guantanamo. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Many Syrians are observing a general strike today, protesting parliamentary elections the government says demonstrate a willingness to embrace political reform. Opposition figures say the government's trying to find a way to stay in power. This is NPR. Congress tackles student loans again this week. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the Senate votes tomorrow on whether to begin debating a Democratic plan to keep interest rates from doubling.
The plan from Senate Democrats is not expected to pass. Neither is the Republican version. Both freeze interest rates on subsidized student loans at 3.4% before they double on July 1st. But lawmakers can't agree on how to pay for it. Clara Gustafson is president of the Georgetown University Student Association.
The average student graduates with about $25,000 of student debt, and that's a huge amount.
Democrats and Republicans say they do expect to reach a deal on student loans before the end of June. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says Vice President Joe Biden has not broken ranks with the president over same-sex marriage. President Obama does not support it and has said his views are evolving. Biden tells NBC's Meet the Press he's absolutely comfortable with same-sex marriage.
When things really begin to change is when the social culture changes.
He says it all comes down to two things.
Who do you love? And will you be loyal to the person you love?
But Biden also says the president, and not he, sets administration policy. Today, Education Secretary Arne Duncan tells MSNBC he supports same-sex marriage, which, with these comments, may gain importance as an election year wedge issue. Tomorrow, North Carolina voters face a referendum to amend their state constitution to ban same-sex marriage, and that is considered likely to pass. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.